Just remember, this is not my language. This is not my heart language. Okay, so I'm just... Where's Mom? Now I understand. When you have to share in Polish, yes, I understand. Okay, so first I really want to thank you for all your support and your prayers. We need them, and please don't stop. Because we know that the effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much.
Amen.
And Michał is here with us, so your prayers do work, and
Amen.
God answers prayers. I also want to tell you that that this trip has been God's miracle for us. I don't want to start crying. So God does miracles, and just it's through His divine provision and His faithfulness that we really made this trip this year. So. Like in Matthew 19:26, it says, with men this is impossible, but with God all things are possible.
Yes,
and I want to just praise Him for that and thank Him. Okay, but I would like to share a verse from Ecclesiastes, and this is chapter 11. Ecclesiastes. This is a few verses in this chapter that God gave me assurance, gave me hope, gave me encouragement, exhortation, before I read it, you probably often hear from missionaries, from all of us, that in Poland it's very hard. Mom and Dad, you've been there 20 years, yes? Now, about, okay, and there was church in Warsaw, there are still believers in Warsaw, Corey has his work in Łódź, a small group, and we have a small group in Toruń. So you hear often from us that it's very difficult. That we preach, we pass out tracts, we do what we can, and it comes hard. It is hard. Yes, we do a lot of things, and we think that you might not see much fruit out of that, especially when we get like. Pray a letter from John or Stephen, and like we have a big group and Bible studies here and there, and yay! So, and you see like churches in Mexico everywhere, and that they are sending their own missionaries, and you know it's wonderful when you hear these things, but then you go out in the winter or gloomy or rainy day in Poland, and you pass out tracts, and then nothing happens, and you know it's. You know, sometimes it gets to you. You get down, you get discouraged, and you think, well, let's go back to Mexico. I mean, let's go to Mexico. Things are happening there. But in this verse here, in the first verse in chapter 11 says, cast thy bread upon the waters, for thou shalt find it after many days. In verse 2 it says, give a portion to 7 and also to 8, for thou knowest not what evil shall be upon the earth. Verse 4 says, he that observeth the wind shall not sow, and he that regardeth the clouds shall not reap. 5. As thou knowest not what is the way of the spirit, nor how the bones do grow in the womb of her that is with child, even so thou knowest not the works of God who maketh all. In the morning sow thy seed, and in the evening withhold not thine hand. For thou knowest not whether shall prosper either this or that, or whether they both shall be alike good. So this verse number 1 was really an answer to prayer, a lift up, maybe to me, that it's very interesting that it says, cast thy bread unto waters. And I really envision this, you know, a loaf of bread and you throw it into the water and it sinks down and you can't see it. But then the promise is, thou shalt find it after many days. And also I did, you know, I was looking some things online and bread is usually made out of wheat and wheat is the grain that takes the longest to mature and to produce. And I thank God for this picture and this promise that, you know, His word will not come back void. And I might not see it in my lifetime. Okay, maybe things are, you know, going bad in Poland now. It's hard. Maybe we are really plowing the ground. But maybe the next generation will come and they will be reaping like in Mexico. And it's interesting because in Poland we've seen it before that someone comes to church like once or twice, then they disappear. We pray for them. We sometimes even lose contact with them, but they didn't come back. and they proclaim to be saved, and they are faithful. So really, it doesn't mean that just because we pass our tracks and we don't see it now, and the people that say, I'll be there on Sunday, they're not, doesn't mean that they will never come, or that this God is not working, or that they are not getting saved somewhere. It's, of course, our flesh and nature that we want to build a church. Like, I'm looking at map on Poland and see where I want to go next, but, you know, the way things are going right now, it's probably I'll die there in Toruń, but hey, it's fine. And also, I want to tell you also about my dad. I've been saved 13 years, and of course, when I got saved, the first person or people that I went to were my parents and my brother. So I showed whatever I want to show, the verses and the Ten Commandments and everything that opened my eyes. I showed my dad, and he was interested. He even, I think, made a profession of faith then, but there was no fruit, or for a very little time. And it wasn't until a few months ago that God did something very drastic and sent a really, really heavy storm in his life that he actually came to repentance. And God crushed him, humbled him. And he, today, it's already night, so, yeah. So he took the gospel to his mom, my grandma, and his sister. So he was asking me for prayer, first time in my life. Magda, pray for me because I'm going with the gospel to babcia, so it was his grandma. And so it took my dad 13 years. And just pray for him that it won't be like it was at the beginning. It would be really true. And then the second verse says, give a portion to 7 and also to 8, for thou knowest not what evil shall be upon the earth. So also this is an encouragement because it tells us that we have to work now. Now is the time to work, because I don't know if I have the health, if I have the money, the opportunity, the freedom to do it when my kids are older, when I'm not so busy, or whenever, I don't know, whenever my health settles down. It really, I just know that with God, we don't have to do spectacular things. We just need to open our mouth, like this passage says, and just God will do the work. I don't understand, like it says, I don't understand the way of the Spirit, just like we don't understand how a baby is formed in the womb. I don't do anything for it to happen. God does it all. So it was a really encouragement that that really all I have to do is, like, I'm called to open my mouth. I'm called to tell people about Jesus. I'm called even just to tell my testimony, and God will do the rest. And it's wonderful to have a full church and then build churches and go. But, you know, I just came to realization I'm not in Poland to build a church. I mean, it's so wonderful. It's my, like, ultimate goal. But if all we have to do is to pass our tracks and then just sow that seed, then God does it all. And I can't do anything about this. So just do his work. Amen. And also, this interesting is the verse, yes, 4. He that observeth the wind shall not sow, and he that regardeth the clouds shall not reap. So when you look at circumstances, this and that, and this is too hard, or even literally, in Poland you have weather like you go outside and there it's raining. Oh, probably we should just stay home today. So you stay home, and 30 minutes later it's sunny and wonderful. So you think, man, or vice versa. You go downtown, brothers go, and they start passing out tracts, and rain comes. So we really can't look at this and judge our work on the circumstances, literally and figuratively. And I would like to also show you another verse regarding the difficult times that you might find ourselves in, looking at the fact that, okay, right now in my life it's really cloudy, or it's a very hard storm, or I can't do anything because I'm this terrible, terrible situation. And that might be your excuse for not doing anything, or just being bitter and not praising God, or just simply, you know, refusing to do anything for him. And there is verse in, if you could look with me on to Hosea the book of Hosea. God says that in Ecclesiastes, it said that I'm supposed to sow my seed in the morning and also not withhold my hand in the evening. And in Hosea in chapter 2, verse 14 and 15, it says, therefore, behold, I will allure her and bring her into the wilderness and speak comfortably unto her. And I will give her her vineyards from thence and the valley of Acre for a door of hope. And she shall sink there as in the days of her youth, as in the day when she came up out of the land of Egypt. See, this situation with my dad and our family, as I said, it's very, very difficult, but it was the wilderness that my dad needed. It was the very bad situation that my dad needed to humble him and finally realize that he was really, he knew that there without God, he just will not make it. And obviously, I, being his daughter, I'm in this situation. So it wasn't easy for me either. But see, I knew that God used this situation, this cloudy sky or a heavy storm, so he could speak comfortably to me. And I could get back my vision, how I felt whenever I got out of Egypt, whenever I got saved. So I could talk to him and show him how wonderful it is to be saved. Amen. Despite the cloudy sky and the storm. So I guess the conclusion would be that I'm very thankful for these passages because they just reminded me that I'm supposed to preach. No, I'm not preaching. No. share the gospel and tell people about my Savior in season and out of season, just like the scripture says. And he will do the work. And just wanted to encourage you that even if you're going through a very, very difficult time or helpless situation, maybe it is the wilderness that is needed for so God would comfortably talk to you, or that, well, just so that through this situation, you will be able to tell somebody the gospel and they will see how you deal with it because of your Savior, that it's easier for you, that you know that he is in control. Amen. So I want to thank God for that. Amen. Amen.